OutofSight.net presents The Newlywed Game, April 29th, 2020, with your host, Karen Santiago.
Coming to you from out of sight, in color and coronavirus free, here come the Newlyweds. Yes, it's another edition of the Newlywed Game, April 2020. Now, let's meet our brand new, never-played-before newlyweds, representing five different countries. Couple number one, Sharon and Anders. Couple number two, Angie and Isaac. Couple number three, Jan and Ricky. Couple number four, Tanjia and Hank. And finally, couple number five, Nancy and Whale. Those are our newlyweds for tonight. And here is the star of the show, Karen Santiago.
Welcome, everybody. Okay, so Sharon Anders, who is in Sweden, maybe sleeping. But we have a fill-in waiting for you, and it's Bruce. Husband, say hello to your wives. Wives, say hello to your husband.
Well, hello there, sweetheart. It's so nice to see you here.
Hello, Isaac. I can't wait to see you again.
Hello, baby.
Hello, lovely Angie.
Hey, Nancy.
Good day, my darling Jen.
Hello, my dearest Ricky.
Hello, darling.
All right, well, this time, all night to play this game, I'm going to ask each of the spouses six questions. So I'm going to start with the women. So the men go into the sports bar, and Danny will come get you when we're ready. So wives, say goodbye to your husband.
Hello, sweetie. Wow, did we really get married last night? Wow, I thought we were, it was, never mind. Who's my wife? I didn't quite hear. Just go by screen name or...
Bye, Hank. See you in a while, darling.
Tanshia, right there. That's your wife.
Till we meet again, Bruce. Kisses, kiss, kiss, kiss.
Sorry, Tanshia.
Ivan, don't have too many drinks. You know what that does to you.
Tanshia.
Can somebody tell me if all the guys are gone?
Goodbye, sweetie.
Where's Whale?
Whale's gone to the sports bar.
He's not on the list.
Okay, then he was the one I heard leave. But I also heard the Donnie guy leave. I hope he's not thinking that this is not a funny thing.
I don't know. All right, let's get started. Couple number one, Sharon. I'd rather see your husband in which of the following? Birthday suit, tuxedo, or jeans and a tight shirt?
Oh, my Bruce would look heavily in a tuxedo. One of my favorite things to see him in, too.
Okay, Andrew, what about you and Mike?
Me and Mike. I love a man in uniform, so I would say tux, but I'll take every opportunity I've got to see him in his birthday suit. He is one sexy dude.
You're going in and out, so I'm not sure if it was a tux or a birthday suit.
Birthday suit.
Jan, what about Ray?
Karen, was that me? You're breaking up a little bit.
Yep, that's for you, Jan.
Oh, gotta have the birthday suit.
Tansha, what about you and Hank?
I love the tuxedo.
Nancy, you and Will?
Okay, I'm going with the tight jeans and a t-shirt.
Cougar.
Yeah, if I can get it.
Okay, Jan, I'm going to start with you with the second question. When your husband first kissed you, it reminded you of a... a wet noodle, dry saltines, or a can of tuna fish?
Oh my. Wet noodle.
Nancy, how about you?
I guess I'll go with the wet noodle.
Sharon, you and Bruce?
Oh, he's definitely a wet noodle, definitely.
Tansha?
Yeah, I'll go with the wet noodle too.
So, Angie, are you going to make it unanimous?
Oh, if it was any other, I wouldn't have married him. Yes.
Boy, there's a lot of noodles around.
All right, we're going to start with Tansha. Your husband has legs like a giraffe, bear, chicken.
A bear.
Sharon?
I would have to say a bear, strong, strong, like a bear.
This is an awesome question, Karen.
Jan?
Oh, bear all the way.
Nancy?
I'm sorry, I missed the question because my granddaughter came in and talking and told her to shut up.
Your husband has legs like a giraffe, bear, or chicken?
Oh, bear.
Angie?
Giraffe, tall and handsome.
Good, a little variety there. Angie, this one's going to start with you. My biggest pet peeve about my husband is leaves the toilet seat up, doesn't pick up dirty clothes, or burps in public.
The first two. Doesn't put the toilet seat down.
Sharon, your biggest pet peeve?
I would have to say Bruce always leaves the toilet seat up and I end up sitting in the toilet.
Tansha?
Leaves the toilet seat up. Most guys do.
Nancy?
Yeah, I go with the toilet seat. Yeah, that is nasty.
All right, Jan, making it unanimous.
Oh, I have to. Leaves the toilet seat up and I fall in.
That's horrible.
Us men are known for leaving the toilet seat up.
Oh, yeah, that's a real little pride point you have going for you there, males. Jan, you've been gone too long. Stick around more.
Which cereal best describes your husband's personality? There's four choices. Fruit Loops, Sugar Smacks, Lucky Charms, or Trix? Gonna start with Angie.
Lucky Charms.
Jan?
Sugar Smacks.
Nancy?
Trix.
Tansha?
I'd go for Trix, too.
And Sharon?
I would have to say Lucky Charms, because I'm so lucky that he came into my life.
Oh, nothing but flattery there. Okay, final questions for you women. When your husband...
Uh-oh.
I'm laughing, I don't even know what the question is.
When your husband farts, you would say it's silent but deadly, a squeaker, or wet and juicy. Tansha.
A silent and deadly one.
Oh, I think she's having fun.
I know, it's hard to choose. Which one do you think describes Hank farts?
The silent one.
Sharon?
I would have to say silent but deadly, definitely.
Jan?
We need another choice on there, Karen. We need all of the above. But I would go with silent but deadly.
Angie?
SBD.
What did you say?
SBD. Silent but deadly.
Okay, Nancy.
Okay, I'm going completely different because most guys like to make noise when they fart, so I want the squeaky one.
All right, you did a good job, women. Danny, if you could go get the guys and bring them back, please. You did good.
Can't wait to see the results.
Me neither.
That's why this game is just so much freaking fun.
But I think Jan had the best one, the best answer for the last one, all of the above.
All right, say hello. They're coming back.
Bruce, baby, I missed you so much, baby.
Hey, Nancy, I'm back.
Hey, did you wet your whistle? You ready, honey?
All I got to say is you better get these answers right or else you know where you're sleeping tonight.
Hello, Snuggle Bunny. I certainly hope you made me look good.
Hey, sweetheart.
Welcome back, Ricky.
No problems, Angie. We got this.
I miss you too, baby. Just glad to be back next to you.
Is anyone feeling
Is Will in here?
Yep. Yeah, I'm here. I said hi to Nancy.
Okay. All right, guys. For every question that you answer and match your wife's question, you'll earn 5 points. So, we're going to get started. I asked your wife, what would they rather see you guys in? Your birthday suit, tuxedo, or jeans and a tight jeans and a tight t-shirt? Bruce?
I'm going to have to go with the tuxedo. Because I think ZZ Top said there's nothing better than a well-dressed man.
You got it, baby.
It's sharp-dressed man, and I bet you do clean up pretty good there, Bruce.
Mike, what did Angie say?
I'm going to have to go with the birthday suit. She's always spying on me.
No, I said it's because you're sexy.
It's just because he's a dirty old man.
You know, that's what we're all thinking.
Honey, you let them talk about you like that.
That girl that was laughing in the background was classic.
You know the truth.
Okay, Rick. Ricky, what about you?
Well, if I know Jan, I think she likes her man in tight jeans and a tank top. So that's my guess. That's what I think.
Go ahead, Jan. Tell him.
Oh, honey. We'll just have to check out what I said, the birthday suit, a little bit later.
Okay, Hank.
Well, I know she likes, you know, the blue-collar bad boy look, so I would have to say the jeans and the t-shirt.
Tansha, tell him what you said.
She's keen up, but I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying how much I admire you and your dress and your tux.
All right, what else? What did Nancy say?
Tuxedo.
Oh, no. I don't like your jeans and t-shirt. Are you kidding? All right.
All right, on to the second question. I asked the women, when your husband first kissed you, it reminded you of a wet noodle, dry saltine, or a can of tuna fish. Ricky, what did Jan say?
Let me think. A wet noodle.
Ooh, baby, yes.
Ike?
I have to go with tuna fish.
Angie?
I said if you smelled like the last... I'm sorry. If you kissed like the last two, I wouldn't have married you.
Well, what did Nancy say?
Wet noodle.
Oh, yeah, baby. Reaches over and kisses you real big.
Bruce?
Well, I would have hoped she said four-course dinner, but I guess I'll go with wet noodle.
You got it, baby. I always like your kisses wet.
Hank?
Yeah, I would have to say wet noodle as well. She likes those long, wet, passionate kisses.
Oh, yeah, honey.
I don't know if I'm weirdly creeped out because so many people have kids laughing in the background. It seems kind of pornographic.
I'm laughing at the same idea.
Well, my grandson, he's in another room with his uncle and his mom, and they're playing. They're not in here with me, and I have my headphones on.
I want to know what else they thought was like a wet noodle.
I just think it's funny. I love it. Don't change it. Judy's got her nephew in the background.
All right, husbands, I asked your wives what they thought of your legs. Do they remind her of giraffe legs, bear legs, meaning B-E-A-R, or chicken legs? Ricky?
Well, I'm hoping she said bear legs because they're huge.
You know it, babe.
Well, what did Nancy say about your legs?
Bear legs.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Rub my legs up and down yours.
Am I that hairy? No.
Bruce?
Oh, let's stay with the crowd and go bear.
Oh, you know it, honey. You're definitely a bear.
Yeah, but she wants the bear spelled a little different.
Hank?
Yeah, I definitely have to say bear as well. But, yeah, she tried to get me to shave once. I wasn't having any of it. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. I love your thick, firm, strong legs. Especially when you can pick me up and take me across the threshold and... Oh, I wouldn't expose anymore.
Ike, what do you like? Angie said.
Bear, but it's spelled the other way.
Yeah, that's when you said B-A-R-E. I said I would have chose bear, but I thought you were referring to B-E-A-R. So I said, you're like the giraffe, tall and handsome.
Well, that's true too, honey.
Okay, the next question is, your wife's biggest pet peeve about you is that you don't pick up your dirty clothes, you leave the toilet seat up, or you burp in public. Let's start with Hank.
I'm pretty clean and stuff, so yeah, I embarrass her all the time when I burp in public. Also, when I wipe my mouth with my sleeve. You know, what do you expect from a blue-collar guy?
Oh, no, honey. I know you didn't want me to let them know you leave the toilet seat up, but you do it from time to time, and that gets me mad.
Rick?
Like Mr. Hank, I also burp in public, so probably that's what she's going to say. Sorry, wifey.
Jan?
Oh, hon, no. You know, you always leave the toilet seat up. The only thing about that is I don't really get too angry about it. However, you need to get me a life preserver because I fall in.
Well, I got one on Amazon coming. Sorry, honey.
Yes, she did tell us that, you know. You just keep leaving it up and she keeps falling in.
Oh, that's okay, honey. We'll work on it.
Okay, Bruce, what did Sharon say?
Well, she doesn't let me wear clothes at home. I would never burp in a tuxedo, so I guess I'm going to have to go with toilet seat.
You know it, baby. I always fall into that thing and get my bottom wet.
All right, Wiz, what did Nancy say?
Seat up.
Yes, the toilet seat. I always be yelling at him, sir, put the toilet seat down.
Is after they have their beer belches?
Ike?
Well, I always leave it up because she does come and say, feel this, see what happened to me. So, yeah, I think it's toilet seat, but...
I didn't just understand your answer, but it was right.
He's saying because he left the toilet seat up and you sat down and got wet and you told him to feel it.
Oh, but he likes to feel it, so that's no punishment.
Once again, the dirty old man rides.
See, there's a method to leaving up the toilet seat.
Yeah, but I want the lid down, too, not just the toilet seat.
Believe me. Oh.
I'm with you on that, Nancy.
All right, the next question I asked your wives was, which cereal best describes your personality? There's four choices here. Sugar Smacks, Trix, Lucky Charms, and Fruit Loops. I'm going to start with you right away, Ike.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Trix.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about. The bedroom. I was thinking Lucky because I was so lucky to ask me, would you marry me? So I thought Lucky Charms. I'm sorry. Maybe next time.
Well, it's like a circus in our house, so you know it's about tricks.
All right. Hank, what did Tonsheet say? Tonsha.
She thinks I'm a little Fruit Loop, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're so tricky. Trix.
Well, what did Nancy say?
Sugar Smacks.
Oh, baby, you know you taste like sugar, but I thought you were always full of tricks.
Bruce, what did Sharon say?
She said Sugar Smacks.
Oh, Bruce, baby, you are sugar, but I said lucky. I'm such a lucky woman when you got down on your knee and we married on the beach. You're my lucky charm.
Okay, Rick. You could be the couple that gets some points on this question. What did Jan say?
Well, if I know my wife, she thinks all of them are correct about me. But I think she always thought I was her lucky charm. So, lucky charms.
Oh, babe, I said Sugar Smack. But you are my lucky charm as well, so...
Can I take the opportunity to advertise my Know Your Spouse workshop?
That's alright. Here's a Sugar Smack back. Love you, babe.
Now that was funny.
I love you too.
Alright, this is the final question I ask to women. I ask them, when your husband farts, it's silent and deadly, a squeaker, or wet and juicy. Hank.
Oh, man. I have to go with that silent but deadly. Especially, you know, she hates when I pull the covers up.
That's what she said. All right, Ike?
It's pretty funny because it's real squeaky and she really gets a kick out of that.
Well, that's not what Angie said.
Yeah, I said they're SBD, silent but deadly.
Well, you always said it sounded funny.
Maybe the first time there, Ike.
She said smells funny. No, I think she said you were funny.
Well, what did Nancy say?
I always step away, though, so I don't know if she ever heard it. I'd say if I forgot, maybe it was a squeaky.
Oh, yeah. I always tell you, come on, do you have to do that in public? Especially at home. Ugh. I have a can of spray I carry around with me so I can spray it.
It's not that bad, Nancy. Come on.
Poop pourri.
Bruce, what does Sharon say?
Well, she always says she likes my tight butt, so I'm going to go with squeaker.
Oh, honey, you are a squeaker, but I said silent but deadly. You know you always try to be discreet and silent, but you always have that deadly, dear.
Okay, Ricky, what did Jan say?
Silent but deadly.
Ooh, honey, yes.
All right, so that's the end of the first round. I'm going to give you the scores, and then we're just going to take a couple-minute break.
It almost sounds like she enjoys that silent but deadly ones.
True, it sounds that way.
Well, that's my babe.
It's what he gives me after that's important.
Okay, Sharon and Bruce, 20. Ike and Angie, 10. Jan and Rick, 15. And that's the same for Tansha and Ike, or Tansha and Hank, and also for Wales and Nancy. So three-way, so 20, 10, and 3:15. All right, just a couple-minute break, and I'll be right back, and we'll ask the men questions.
Good job, Nancy. Great work.
Nice job. Is it just me, or is Karen kind of cutting out a little bit, almost a little jittery?
Just a little bit. And good job, Jan.
Yes, yeah, she does. But, man, come on. Let's get back on that same wavelength here, man. You ain't getting nothing tonight. You'll make me look bad.
Oh, great, baby. You won't be sleeping on the couch tonight.
I'm going to start working harder.
I think there's a lot of people that are cutting in and out. We've just got a ton of people on here.
Hey, Jan, how you been? Been a while since I seen you.
I got a surprise vacation for you, Nancy, after this whole game, as a present.
Yeah, I think I've heard about 3 or 4 cutting out, Carla Jo.
Been doing well, thank you for asking.
And Bruce, baby, keep holding on and we'll go straight up to the top.
Okay, that completely distracted.
All right, well, that doesn't matter then, babe. If we win or lose, I still win.
What does the winning couple, what do they get? Maybe a weekend for two somewhere?
Up to the top is good, but you know I like it when you go over the edge.
Yeah, we never got a prize, so whoever wins this thing.
They get the out-of-sight honeymoon suite for a weekend there, DJ.
I don't know what we get if we win, but yeah, you know you got me, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
And bragging rights.
True.
Yeah, Linda and I may get knocked off our pedestal, right, Linda?
Yeah, with the reigning champions.
Poor Linda, you got the booby prize.
I think we all get the booby prize, don't we?
Mary Kay, I thought you'd like me.
Only you would say that, Ike, and only the men seem to get the booby prize.
You get the closing optional resort at the Out of Sight Las Vegas suite. There you go.
Oh, I do like you, Bobka. I'm just not going to marry you like Linda did.
Okay, welcome back for the second round. Men, Say goodbye to your women. Women go into the sports bar. Danny will get you when we're ready.
Bye, Dance. See you in a bit.
Bye, Jan. Love you.
See you later, babe.
Sorry, Bob. I called you Bobcat.
Okay, Sharon, honey. See you.
See you soon, baby girl.
Believe they're all gone now?
Yeah, Nancy's gone.
I'll go serve them some drinks.
You stay right where you are.
Stay away from our women.
Stay away from Nancy.
He wants a booby prize.
I don't think Jan's gone yet.
Damn, I was almost going to try my luck there, but apparently you guys are so predictive. Give Amanda a break.
I heard her leave. I think we're all set to get started.
I'm not worried about it. I trust my woman.
Yeah, Nancy will be fine.
She'll probably find something that knows her better.
Okay, we're going to turn things around a little bit. You would rather see your wife in birthday suit, tight miniskirt, and t-shirt, or jeans and a t-shirt? Oh, how about whale?
Miniskirt.
Sometimes it takes me a little bit more because I got to write these answers down. Okay, Ricky?
Miniskirt, too.
Hank?
She likes to get a rise out of me before going with the birthday suit. So I'm going to say with miniskirt.
Bruce?
Let's go miniskirt as well.
Okay, Ike. You making it unanimous?
Afraid not. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. The birthday suit.
Okay. Which one of these would your wife prefer? Dom Perignon and the Ritz? A backyard bonfire and beer, or wine in a box and Motel 8? Hank.
I'm gonna go with wine in a box and Motel 8. Why not?
Ricky?
We love going upper class, so we're going, I'm gonna say the Ritz and Dom Perignon, or the Ritz Hotel, that.
Dom Perignon and Ritz, got it. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, Nancy's down to earth, so I'd say bonfire and beer.
Ike?
Bonfire and beer.
Bruce?
Well, she can definitely fit in with all three, but let's go bonfire and beer.
Which one of these movie characters would your wife... Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Which one of these TV movie characters would your wife want you to be like in bed? Han Solo, Forrest Gump, or the Terminator?
Oh, you said my name? Sorry. The Terminator.
Bruce?
Is any of us going to answer anything but Terminator?
No matter what we say, Bruce.
Is that your answer?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Terminator.
Will?
Yeah, that's his old-fashioned. I'd say Terminator.
Hank?
I don't know what love is, but... No, Frank messed that one up. Anyway, I'm going to be different. I'm going to say Forrest Gump.
Go for it. Okay, Ricky.
I said the Terminator because I come back more for more.
When you first met your mother-in-law, which vehicle did she remind you of? Hold on. It's four choices. Mustang, moped, minivan, dump truck. Ricky.
Well, if I say what I really thought, then I'd be thrown out of the family. But I say a minivan.
Hank?
Let's see. Mother-in-law. She's probably not going to like this, but, you know, she's just as hot as a DJ is, so I'm going to say a Mustang.
Will, you there?
Yeah, I'd say Mustang.
Ike?
Unfortunately, she wasn't really happy with me, but so if she wanted to get rid of me, some dump truck.
Bruce?
We're going to go with the Mustang as well.
Bruce?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, well, I don't know what happened, but couldn't get the key, nothing. When you first met your mother-in-law, what vehicle did she remind you of?
Oh, okay, but I think I heard you leave the channel.
It just said I left the channel, but I'm right here. A moped, minivan, Mustang, or dump truck?
Well, let's go Mustang.
Yeah, it's weird. You and Sherry keep saying that. You two keep popping out and coming back in.
Well, I'm here, so we're going to keep going. Your wife is constantly eating, talking, or drinking, Bruce. It actually says, one thing that bothers me most about my wife is that she talks too much, eats too much, drinks too much.
Well, she doesn't really do any of those. Let's go with talking.
Any of those will get you in trouble, so, yeah.
Rick?
Talks a little too much. She's a chatterbox, so there you go.
Will?
She likes her wine, so drink.
Hank?
I'm going to have to go with drink as well. Why else do you think we end up in a Motel 6 with a box of wine?
Isaac?
Talks.
Alright, here's your last question for the regular round. During the corona lockdown, you and your wife pass the time around by playing hide and seek, playing strip poker, or playing nude twister. Let's start with Dom over there, Isaac.
God, she just started doing this too, and man, it's that nude twister is really a lot of fun though.
Hank?
What was the first choice? I heard strip poker and nude twister.
Hide and seek.
I'm going to say hide and seek.
Well?
Did you say strip poker? Because if you did, then that one.
I did. Bruce?
Yeah, I always win when we play cards. It's strip poker.
Ricky?
Can I say all three? Strip poker, mainly.
All right, now, here's a bonus question. So I'm going to ask you this question. And you can only tell me yes or no. There's no talking about this. Just a yes or no answer. And when your wife comes back, you can't say anything about this one. Because this is a bonus question. And this is the way I've done it for the last few years. Any questions now? Yes or no. Do you think your wife would enjoy a verruca, V-E-R-R-U-C-A, every now and then? Yes or no, Will?
No.
Hank?
No.
Rick?
No.
Ike?
Yes.
Bruce?
No.
Okay. Danny, if you can bring the ladies back. Thank you, guys.
Why can't we have a lady go get the ladies?
And I can understand why Ike likes strip poker. I mean, because they both like the birthday suits.
Danny going in to get the ladies. Who's going to go get Danny?
You can go get Danny. He's the Danny the doorman.
Yep. Hey, Kimmy.
And actually, in this client, you don't even have to leave. You could just text them into another room. You don't have to actually go.
No, but only the moderators can do that, can't they?
Ike, I'm glad to hear your twister showed up in the mail finally.
Hey, Kimmy.
Danny likes being called the bouncer anyways. Danny, you came back, but none of them came back.
Well, I suppose he thought, no, you guys stay there. I'll go and answer for you.
Some of them came, but then Jan got tossed out again.
Hi, honey, I'm back.
Danny, you're fired.
Eric snuck over there and gave him too many drinks.
No, Danny was over there playing Twister with him.
I was just doing my job.
Hi, Bruce, baby. Miss me?
Oh, Lord. Oh, gosh. Oh, God, really?
Hey, Nance, hope you weren't lonely.
Yes, Kimmy, you came right in the half point of the newlywed game, and Jan's back in here, Karen.
I most certainly did, honey bunny.
I'm always lonely when I'm not near you.
Welcome back, beautiful.
Oh, God, Christina, put the dukes up.
Hey, darling, we got this. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Kimmy, let him go on. All the women here.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Thanks, baby.
Now they are, and she just came.
I'm trying to distinguish who's who out of the ladies.
I'm here, but I had a hard time getting in. Sorry. I didn't leave you there, honey.
Jan says she doesn't have a key up soon. All right, let everybody off the hook, off the key, and see if Jan can get in.
Okay, sorry, Karen.
There she is.
All right, women, we turn the pages on you and ask the men what they would like to see you in. Your choices are birthday suit, tight miniskirt, tight shirt, or jeans and a t-shirt. Sharon, what did Bruce say?
I'm going to go with a tight skirt.
Don't you know it?
And these are worth 10 points, every correct answer. Angie, what did Ike say?
I said birthday suit for him. I guess he's going to return the favor.
You know it.
Jan, what did Ricky say?
Oh my goodness. Miniskirt.
You're right, baby. I like it when you walk around in that tight miniskirt.
Ooh la la.
Tanisha, what did Hank say?
I think it's jeans. My jeans and my t-shirt. My tight tees.
Oh, I love that too, but you know when we go to the bar, you like making all the guys' heads turn and strut up to me and make them all jealous. Tight skirt.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Okay, Nancy.
Oh, he loves to see me in that mini skirt and tight top shirt. Yeah.
You know it, Nance. I love seeing your Taylor Swift legs. Underneath that mini skirt.
Okay, I asked your husband which one of these you would prefer. Dom Perignon and the Ritz? Backyard bonfire? Backyard bonfire and beer? Or a box of wine and Motel 8? Tanisha.
Bonfire and a beer.
Oh, no, baby. You know we like that too, but every time we're at the bar, neither one of us can drive, so we walk across the street to the Motel 6.
Oh, yeah. No, you told them about that. Oh, boy.
Jan?
Bonfire and a beer.
Jan is going to be lonely because Rick's gone to the Ritz Hotel.
Sorry, honey. Yeah, we do our bonfires, but since it's too hot here in Arizona right now, I say we go high class and go to the Ritz and Don Perignon.
Oh, well, that sounds nice, too.
Sharon?
I'm going to say backyard and bonfire.
You know you like to warm up by the fire.
Go to Newfoundland, you'll need to warm up by the fire. Of course, Sharon will do that for you.
Oh, I'll keep him nice and warm.
Angie?
Since we have bonfires in the backyard quite frequently, if this was going to be a special occasion, I went to all to the Ritz.
No.
If you were paying.
Well, you told me your great-granddaddy left you a bundle of money. I thought that's why we got married.
A good liar.
Nancy.
Well, darling, I like you in your jeans and t-shirt, but I want to be wined and dined once in a while, so I say the Ritz and the Don Perignon.
I'm sorry, Trump, but what was it, my husband's answer?
Wait. Let's finish Nancy. No, he said beer.
Sorry, babe. I thought you were my backyard Barbie, just like that Dolly Parton song. But no worries. We're going to do that for sure next time.
Oh, babe. I'm sorry. I forget I want to get away from the backyard. I want to go somewhere else and really live it up.
Okay, I asked your husband, which movie character would your wife want you to be like in bed? So which one of these you wish your husband was like in bed? The Terminator, Forrest Gump, or Han Solo? Jan?
Han Solo.
Sometimes, but I thought I would say the Terminator because I always come back wanting more, babe.
I know. That's so true. Please forgive me.
Forgiven? Mwah.
Sharon?
I would have to say the Terminator.
And you would have to be right.
Oh, I know you, baby.
Tanshi?
The Terminator?
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. We like peas and carrots all over again.
What a great answer.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, Nancy?
Okay. I go with the Terminator, because I always want more.
You got that right, baby, because every time I leave the house, I'll be back.
Is that why we heard a power tool in the background when she answered?
That's what I was fixing to say. What's up with the power tools, Nancy?
She has to protect herself. You know, the Terminator is also known to kill people.
Mm-hmm. Angie?
Can you repeat my choices, please?
The Terminator, Forrest Gump, or Han Solo?
And how about the Terminator?
You know me.
Okay, women, I asked your husband, when he first met your mother, his mother-in-law, what vehicle did she remind him of? Minivan, moped, dump truck, or Mustang? Sharon.
I'm sorry. That was my granddaughter. She's vacuuming, but you'll have to repeat the question when you get a chance, Karen.
I'm going to say a Mustang.
Yes, my dear.
My kind of car.
I think a husband is sucking up to the mother-in-law here.
Okay, Nancy, the question is, when Wales met your mother, what vehicle reminded him of her? A dump truck, a moped, a Mustang, or a minivan?
Oh, okay, I'm supposed to answer? I'm sorry.
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, well, my mom was real feisty, so I'm going to say a Mustang, I hope, he said.
You got it, babe, because your mom is... took a lot of horsepower to make you, so that's why I said that she was like a Mustang.
Yeah, she's just like me. Or I'm just like her.
Yeah, now we're getting honest, yeah.
Okay, Tisha, what did Hank say?
The Mustang.
You know it, baby. She's sexy and feisty like you. I know where you get your looks and attitude from.
Jan, what did Rick say?
Gotta be the Mustang.
No, it wouldn't.
No, she did so much for us, so I thought it should be like the minivan, taking us everywhere. Sorry, babe.
Well, that's true. That's true. However, you're gonna have to talk with her about that.
Angie?
I guess we're gonna make it almost unanimous with the Mustang.
No, no. No.
Hey, don't you remember? I wasn't good enough for you. She wanted you to dump me. I thought she was more like a dump truck.
You guys are coming up with real good recoveries.
Oh my god, I think that's an insult, Ike.
Is there a divorce lawyer in the house?
I'd avoid using the word dump in reference to your mother-in-law.
I'm offering my divorce lawyer services from now on. I went over from workshop leader.
Yes, there's another room called divorce court. You can go right there after here if you need to.
Where's Trickster when we need? We need a judge.
Donnie, I think that's you that keeps switching around like some life coach. Why don't you be the Dr. Phil of the website? Because I think there's a lot of people in here that are going to need it.
I have a lawyer acquaintance friend downtown I'll introduce you to.
Yeah, after hearing this, we're all going to need mental help.
I asked your husband. One thing that bothers him about you is that you are constantly eating, drinking, talking. Angie.
All of the above.
You can only pick one.
He tries me to drink sometimes, so drink.
Well, I don't have to worry about probably after this game anymore about you talking to me.
I missed it. Did she say talking?
No, she said drinking.
Yep, she said drinking.
Never mind.
The silent treatment for you tonight.
Well, wouldn't you? Come on.
We all know where Ike's sleeping tonight.
The doghouse. It sounds like Cyrax.
In the basement.
Well, maybe if you can get her drunk again because she drinks a lot, then she'll talk.
I'm building your doghouse as we speak, Ike.
Okay, Nancy, what about you? Eating, drinking, or talking?
Well, he always says, I talk so much that I could carry on a whole conversation by myself and he doesn't have to say a word, but yes, yes.
You might want to make two dog houses.
Nah, babe, I love how fancy you are, but you drink a lot of wine. And when that happens, you laugh a lot in bed, so I can't go to sleep so I can go to work the next day. Yeah, I love you anyway.
Oh, come on, baby. You know, when I drink, I get very, very amorous. You should like that when I drink.
Wow. Did he just use the line, anyway, I love you anyway? Uh-oh.
But the Terminator nevertheless returned.
Sharon?
I'm going to say eating, so I was driving crazy with that.
Oh, baby, I told him you really didn't do either. Any of them, but I went with talking, because, you know, when we first met, we talked for 12 hours a day.
We know where you're going to be sleeping tonight.
I'd like to know what you did for the other 12 hours.
I don't think the Terminators are coming back now.
We're going to have some cold showers tonight.
Tensha?
That's three orders now, right?
I said talking, because he always says, oh, honey, you're going to talk my ears off.
Make it four.
This is true, but, I mean, we go to the bar, and, I mean, what do you think we end up in the Motel 6 with a box of wine? I said drinking. A woman after my own liver.
Carla Jo, you better let Eric know where he can buy that extra large Targo's at.
Ouch, Fudgy. Ouch. Cause hate your fun.
We're just gonna send them all to the dog hotel.
I think you guys need to get some wine and spike it with something.
At this point, we qualify for a group discount.
Yeah, Nancy's talking about the other guys, not me, though. So you guys go by yourselves.
I think these guys got to stay out of the bar a little bit more and spend more time with their wives so they'll know them better.
We actually used to have a pooch motel here in town.
There's definitely some sucking up that got to be done.
Oh, then you just take your wife to the bar with you. That's the way to do it.
All right, we still need to hear Chan's answer. Let's see if Ricky's joining them in the doghouse. Chan, do you remember the question?
Oh, man, this is a hard one. Let's see. I'm going to say talking.
You know, babe, I love when you are a little chatterbox. So talking is...
Woohoo! Okay, who in here believes Jan talks too much?
I do. I have with her all the time. And I guess I am safe from the doghouse tonight.
Woohoo!
I doubt that. You didn't get some of the other questions right.
Yeah, Nancy's right.
Okay, here's the last question. During the corona lockdown, you and your husband passed the time around. Pass the time away by playing hide-and-seek, playing strip poker, or playing nude twister. Angie.
I guess since we both prefer each other in the nude, we might as well be playing twister.
You just know it. You know how much fun that is.
He told us he just got the twister set.
That's why we're still newlyweds.
I'll make your doghouse extra tall so you can play Twister in there.
Eric, are you going to put a swing in it?
Hey, you remember when your left hand is on the yellow and your right foot is on the green?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Nancy, your turn.
Okay, I'd like to say poker and then we end up naked and play Twister, but because I know... He cheats, and I always end up losing poker, but I'm going to go with the twister.
No, babe, don't you know I carry a pack of poker cards in my tuxedo that you'd like to see me in? No.
Sharon?
I'm going to say strip poker because my baby is so good with cards, and he wins every time.
Oh, that's what he said.
You got it again.
Wow, that should almost be extra points.
I think these two have been talking ahead of time.
I think they're both scoring extra points tonight.
All right, Chan. Now remember, Bruce just, he's a standing groom.
I'm going to say strip poker.
Oh, yeah, I love when you let me win a hand so I could see you take that miniskirt off that sexy body. Mm. Yep.
Okay, Tansha, your turn.
I'd say strip poker, too.
Oh, baby, you know we like playing games, but, you know, hide and seek is one we like to play. We're always seeking each other out, and you like it when I hide.
Oh, yeah.
You better hide good tonight, because she's not looking for you now.
Okay, now I have a bonus question worth 25 points. And it's just a yes or no question. So I'm going to ask you the question, and all you do is just tell me yes or no. So we're going to start with Hank and Tansha, who have 25 points. You definitely need a doghouse. Did Hank say that you would prefer a verruca occasionally? V-E-R-R-U-C-A. Yes or no?
No.
Good for 25 points. Well, you ended up with 50. Thanks for coming. Moving on. Okay, Angie, what did Ike say?
Who?
Your husband?
No, I said, I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
Did Ike say that you would prefer a verruca occasionally? Yes or no?
I'm always up for something new, so yes.
You know me?
You now have 65.
Oh, see, sweetie, just like always, I'm a slow starter, but I always come up to the end and finish off.
Okay, Nancy, yes or no?
I don't know. I don't even know what the hell a verruca is. Okay, yes.
No, babe, I know you're adventurous, but I didn't think you were that adventurous.
Okay, you ended up with 45. Okay, Jan, yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
You know me, babe. No, it is.
Okay, you have 70 right now. Bruce and Sharon have 70. If Sharon matches Bruce's answer, they win. So, Sharon, yes or no?
If the word means adventurous, I would say my baby said yes, because he knows I'm adventurous. I like living on the edge.
Oh, no, baby, I do know what it means, and I said no.
So we ended up with a tie, Bruce and Sharon and Jan and Ricky. So I asked you if, I asked your husband if he thought you would enjoy a verruca every now and then. Bruce knows what it means. Go ahead, Bruce, tell us what it means.
It's a wart on the bottom of your foot.
I did check it out. Yuck.
That is correct. Thank you all for volunteering. Thank you, Bruce, for filling in. I hope you all had fun. You guys did a really good job. Very entertaining. And thank all of you for coming.